The Washington State Ferry System is the largest ferry system in the United States. Of this system, which includes about 8 routes, the Bainbridge Island-Seattle route is the busiest. To accommodate the heavy traffic, this route is assigned the largest ferry boats, the Puyallup and the Wenatchee. Both vessels can hold a maximum of 202 vehicles and 2,500 passengers. 98% of the people on the 6:20 a.m. ferry are everyday commuters. There are men in suits with briefcases, women in knee-length skirts with nylons covering their legs, people in skin-tight bicycling outfits. The other 2% of people are travelers, families with kids and luggage, a businessman with just a carry-on. These people are just trying to get to the city so they can catch a shuttle to the airport. The serious commuters sit in the same spot every morning, either alone or with their group of coworkers. As you become a regular, you learn what the groups are, and you respect the seating assignments. It's very reminiscent of a high school cafeteria. The one-time riders are the people who struggle the most with finding a place to sit. They mainly just sit on the ends of long booths, keeping quietly to themselves. The red-faced and heavily breathing stragglers enter the passenger cabin with seconds to spare before takeoff. At the beginning and end of every boat ride, an announcement comes on welcoming the passengers and explaining what to do in case of an emergency. It used to be the captain over the intercom, then it changed to a recording of a woman's voice. Now, it's usually a local celebrity of Seattle, like legendary Mariners announcer Dave Niehaus or Cisco Morris of King 5 News. After this, you have around 25 minutes to make the most out of your ride. The most popular activities among the commuters include sleeping, eating breakfast, doing hair and makeup in the bathroom, and gossiping. There is a group of 3 women who use this time to fill their daily exercise quota, speedwalking the loop of the passenger deck as if it were a local high school track. Depending on the month, the sun will begin to rise in the middle of the trip. This makes being up before 7 a.m. slightly enjoyable. Commuters find it to be a nice change from looking out of the windows and only seeing black. The level of alertness rises the second the final announcement plays. Those who have an early bus to catch start lining up on the passenger loading deck. Those who drove or biked on make their way back to their vehicle.
We hope you've enjoyed sailing with us today aboard the Washington State Ferries, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
It's going to be another great day in Seattle.